He had seen what a good girl I'd be for him that first night we met at the dorm party. I begged to be taken roughly, to be fucked hard. And he did. He teased me, toyed with me, and then used me. The way he took control of me and used me like I was just a plaything. At first, he didn't even acknowledge me, and that drove me wild. Only my holes mattered. That's what he said. I kept revisiting that moment in my mind for weeks afterwards. I would masturbate to it, edging like a good toy again and again. It was remarkably simple in the end. We'd been seeing each other for about a month, fucking like rabbits and getting closer to. We met for coffee one day. We talked. I had taken about 2 mouthfuls of my muffin before we agreed I'd be his slave. I was so uncomfortably horny. My underwear was almost soaked through as he told me everything he'd do with his new slave. I knew I needed that ownership to cede control. I craved it above all else. I learned slave positions and how to serve. It made me feel so good. For a while, I began listening to Hypnosis Files, often on repeat. I longed to be a toy, his good plaything. He always looked after me. When we were done with our play, he'd dote on me. I felt bad about this sometimes. No matter how many times he told me that aftercare was important, I'd always feel like an inconvenience. Maybe that's because I wanted my hypnotic trances to always last longer than they always felt. I worked an internship at a biochemical lab as part of my degree. I was always professional, even when I was daydreaming about laying perfectly still while being railed by master, or getting in my slave positions, which I knew by heart. I had been tasked with throwing a couple failed experiments in the incinerator, stuff that had been in dusty cabinets probably for decades. One caught my eye, a little chip, which was made for the army. It was supposed to help with focus and tiredness for long missions or something like that. I don't know what I was thinking, but before I threw the rest in to be burned, I grabbed it and put it in my pocket. I tried the chip, placing it just behind my ear, like the paper with it said. I sat on my knees, naked, with my hands pointing palm up on my open thighs for hours. It felt so good, and the rush I got when he got back to find me was just as intense than all the sex we'd ever had. He gave me orders, and I obeyed. He noticed the difference in me, my single-mindedness that contrasted my normal, scatterbrained self. I told him about the chip. He was worried, but I said it wasn't too different to just being in a trance, which wasn't the whole truth. The more I used it, the more I loved his orders. I begged him to be a 24/7 slave, and I moved into his place full-time. When I wasn't working, I was a house slave, piece of furniture, or a toy. The second I got home from my internship, I'd put it on. With it on, being his footstool or food tray was the most exhilarating thing in the world, and I wanted nothing more than that. Even then, I got upset that I could only physically bear it for a period. I wanted to be fucked for hours, or be a lamp, or stool, or being tied up for hours, but would get far too sore, and I'd fail. And Master would make me stop, for my own health. So in the next month, there was another project to be thrown out. Little pills that made skin more elastic and slowed down metabolism for traumatic accident victims, or for medical procedures. And I grabbed them. The notes with it told me that it actually worked, too. No side effects were listed on the bottle, either. So I begged Master to try it. I had just a tiny bit of one with my special chip on, and I lasted much longer being tied up, posed, and fucked. It was finally a good toy that could be his for hours on end to play with. After we were done with a marathon Sunday morning, after a late night, he sweetly asked me if I wanted any breakfast, as I looked a little glassy-eyed. I was just in such a blissful glow, I said I wasn't hungry, which was true. I wanted to do more for him. He'd wanted to try a new pose the other day with me, but I had been too tired out. I was hoping to surprise him when he got back. I just wanted more. I wanted to be a good toy. So I downed a bunch of the pills and got into a favorite position of his. He was bringing two plates back when he saw me and wordlessly picked me up and put me on the bed with ease. I felt pure bliss being used. His toy. His doll. It was his favorite use for me. He took full control of me. He owned me. And he used me. Finally, he was done with me. He fell over onto his side of the bed, exhausted. I wanted more. He had used all kinds of toys and ropes on me for hours, and I had been his doll. I was proud of myself. He called an end to the scene. I laid there in the glow. And then I tried to speak. I really did try, but nothing came out. I tried to move my arms and legs, but I could barely move them. It wasn't just normal stiffness or something from the ropes. They hadn't even been on that long. He recovered a minute later and looked over to me. He asked me if I was all right in a joking manner, but got worried when I didn't seem to respond. He rolled over to look me over. I looked up at him. He began to look concerned and tried to pull off the chip, but my skin was now like elastic and the chip just wouldn't come away. I know I should have been worried, but I just wanted to be fucked. My skin looked almost like plastic. A sheen under any light covered me like a glaze. Soon I could only barely move my eyes. He took me to the doctor's, but the receptionist looked at me, told him to take his weird, realistic mannequin somewhere else, and that they didn't appreciate pranks. He got a stethoscope himself from a store. My heartbeat was so low he had to record it and speed it up. I could still blink and move my eyes, but I didn't know how long even that would last. He told me to look up for yes, down for no. He asked if I was in pain. I gave an emphatic down. In fact, I felt really good and really horny. He was asking me all these questions, looking out for me like he always did. I was so horny. This was everything I'd ever wanted. I didn't even care it might be permanent. In fact, I kind of hoped it was. Thinking about that, my eyes kind of rolled back a little. He noticed me positively leaking. He paused a while, considering. Then he asked if I needed to be fucked. I put my eyes up as high as I could. So that's how I became his sex doll. He'd fuck me several times a day, usually. At first he doted on me. He brought me out to the couch to watch TV with him, told me about his day, checked if I was ever hungry or thirsty. For food, I wasn't, but for cum, I was insatiable. He would research anything to do with the experiments he could. I didn't want him to find anything to change me back. After almost a year of looking, he gave up. He hung around less. The first time he stuffed me in the closet, he seemed so conflicted. But soon I was being put in there without a second thought. He talked about his day less and less to me. He still used me most days, and I was happy. I had long since lost my ability to move my eyes more than a little bit when he told me he had been seeing someone else, and he would be graduating soon. I hoped in some way I could still be of use to him. For the first time, I was a little worried. He showed me he still was a good and kind master. He took me to the local party-focused frat house and donated me. They were amazed by how lifelike my body was. Master explained how I was an incredible self-lubricating model from a new sex doll startup and needed evaluating. He said it was an open, indefinite usage evaluation, and that they could keep me as long as they sent a status update every couple of months and promised not to throw me out, but instead call me if they ever wanted to get rid of me. And that's how I got to be the favorite toy at, like, every party. I would wait in incredible anticipation of the next time I would be taken out of the closet and be fucked by partygoers, with often two or three at a time using my holes. I was in ecstasy. Many people who used me swore I vibrated. For me, it felt like I was coming the hardest I ever had, shaking to my core. And then I'd be put back in the closet and wait happily until the next time I would be used.